Listening to Let's Talk, it's Thursday, and on the last Thursday of every month, we're going to be speaking to Spence Clark, and Alistair Spence Clark from Spence Clark is here. How many times could I say Spence Clark in one sentence? Welcome, Alistair.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you very much.
Not that you probably mind hearing your name mentioned several times.
No, I mean, just keep saying it. It gets a bit boring after a while.
Now, we're going to try and kind of tackle some subjects that people have been asking questions about once a month, but we're also going to try and tackle kind of subjects of the moment. We're staying away from the B word today, and we're going really for a real biggie now, and this is 2018 income tax filing, because the time is here, and in fact, it's next Tuesday, I believe, that the filing begins.
Absolutely right, Bill. I mean, this is a very, very topical thing. We start our work on filing on Tuesday. Next week, and we've got until the 2nd of July to finish everything. But for reasons I'll explain in a second, really we're regarding the 26th of June as the absolute deadline, unless something goes wrong.
Okay. So, basically, you can begin from next Tuesday. The absolute cutoff point would be the 2nd of July, after which you may be in trouble, but you're advising that after the 26th of June, it would make it a bit more complicated. So let's start by asking how one files. And, you know, having had experience of these things in various countries in the world, tax is something you don't want to get wrong, is it?
No, and I go onto the Spanish tax office websites. They're not the easiest to understand as somebody who's a fluent Spanish speaker. Mm. So a foreigner with limited Spanish is going to have real problems. But anyway, I will tell you how you do it. It's not enormously difficult. And obviously, the one that I would say is the right way of doing it, as you'd expect, is via your professional advisor.
Of course.
But you know, that's not for everyone, and for some people, the tax system is so simple that you don't need to do that. So what the tax office has come out with, which is really good, is an actual mobile phone app, and it's called Agencia Tributaria. Oh. And you can get it on Android and Apple, which I thought was pretty good of them. Yeah. You can still do it using the website system, but I think the app's pretty good. But it really is only suitable for quite simple tax returns. The other one is you can actually do it by phone.
Wow.
Amazingly. Yeah, you phone up the tax office, and you make an appointment. And they'll call you back, and I think you do this online, they'll call you back at the time you state, and they'll send you a borrador, they'll send you a draft of your tax return, which they get from all the information they've got, like your employment information, your bank, and all the rest of it. And they give you the tax return, and they say, is that right? And you can make a few changes over the phone, and then you say, yeah, I authorize that, and that's done. And that's it. So that's quite good. And last but not least, if you like going to meet tax people, which is always wonderful, as you know, you can go to the tax office and make an appointment. You make the appointment online, you go and see them, they help you with the tax return. But I would say to you that if you've got slightly complicated affairs, and most foreigners do, be very careful about using the tax office services, because they don't understand things like pensions. They don't understand financial products. They don't understand government pensions, and they will often get it wrong. To which you may say, how can they get it wrong? Yeah. They're the tax. They do, I can promise you.
And I'm guessing that you could get it wrong as well. I mean, you could be asked a fairly innocuous question, which turns out to be not quite so innocuous, depending what answer you give.
We don't get it wrong, Bill.
No, I'm suggesting if one goes on your own, if you turn up at the tax office as Mr. Individual,
no, absolutely.
You could be tied in knots there without knowing it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the tax office will help you fill in your tax return, you know, and I think you can even do it in some of the town halls and stuff. But, you know, they're not tax specialists, and you're not paying them to be experts. They're helping you fill in a tax return. They'll do their best. They won't deliberately make it wrong, but they can make mistakes, and we've seen it, unfortunately. And as I said, foreigners are particularly vulnerable to those mistakes, because they have financial situations and products and stuff which don't fit into the Spanish system very well.
Yeah. So let's assume that you've managed somehow to achieve this, and let's say you've gone via somebody like yourselves, and you've come back and said to the client, okay, well, you owe some tax now. How does that work?
Again, once you file, whether it's through your professional advisor online or whichever way you do it, on the day that you file, you pay your tax return. You pay your tax bill. Or you can elect to pay only 60% on that day. And the 40% that you have to pay, you pay on the 5th of November. So you can split the payment if you want. It's up to you to do. You cannot do that after the 26th of June. That's one of the reasons I say 26th of June is the deadline.
Okay, so you can defer 40% at no interest?
No interest. It's completely free. Yeah, it's just a box you tick on the tax return.
As long as you remember the 5th of November, presumably.
Yeah, that is a thing, actually. You've got to remember to have the money in the account, otherwise you have problems.
Yes. So this is if you owe them money, and in the spectacular event that they owe you money, how does that work?
It's quite frequent that people are owed money back. Basically, you file your tax return, and they then process that return, and they check it. And depending on the complexity, they could check it, and they could sort of authorize repayment within 2 weeks. But if you make the slightest mistake, it goes at the bottom of the pile, as you'd expect. They write to you, they ask you questions, make a proposal. So the repayment could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of months if it's a lot of money, if it's complicated. It could be 6 months if you make mistakes. However, if you live in somewhere like Navarra, fantastic. Right. Not many Brits do, but they have a separate tax system. They have their own tax office and everything else. And they pride themselves on paying back the tax really quickly. So they start repaying people on the 3rd of April, one day after the deadline.
Good Lord.
They pay back within that day. So that's pretty exciting.
I can just see our listeners scrabbling for any houses to buy or rent in Navarra. That's magnificent. You've done a great job as an estate agent.
It's interesting. They do pride themselves on being a little bit more efficient. And if they don't pay you, the rest of the normal part of Spain, if you don't get your money back within 6 months, they have to pay you interest, and it's really good. It's 3.75% tax free. Oh. And it's tax-free interest. So you almost don't want them to pay you back. But they don't want to pay you interest, so they pay you back before 6 months.
Usually. Fair enough. Well, God bless Navarra, that's all I can say. So that's the basics of it. But, of course, before we get to that, I guess we're going about this a little the wrong way. Why should you file, and who should file? What are the obligations for filing in Spain?
Well, if you're a tax resident in Spain, which then brings us on to that quite complicated question of what makes a person tax resident. Well, a lot of people, I think, are reasonably, they like to persuade themselves that they're not tax resident. I'm trying to put this as nicely as possible. But the fact is, if your only home is in Spain, and I pause for effect, you are tax resident in Spain, full stop. No question.
Now, are you talking about a purchased home or rented home or any home?
No. Any home. So if you're only a home rented, purchased, or living with somebody else and is in Spain, you are resident in Spain, full stop. Mm-hmm. Nothing else counts pretty well. So a lot of people think, I pay my tax in the UK. No, if your home is in Spain and you don't have another home, you pay tax in Spain. And the UK should not be charging you any tax at all. Okay, so having a home in Spain is the most important thing. Okay. The second thing is, do you spend 6 months of the year here? Yep. And this is not mutually exclusive. That's another rule. If you spend more than 6 months in Spain in the calendar year, you are also resident. But the home is still the most important one. There are much more complicated situations. You know, you might have your spouse might be with your children in Spain, and you may be working in the UK. So what happens then? Well, there is a presumption that you are also resident in Spain because your family is in Spain. Yes. That's a big tie. You might have two homes, but it doesn't matter. If you have one home in Spain, you are presumed to be tax resident unless you can demonstrate otherwise. Right. Okay. And you have to be able to provide a certificate of tax residence of the other country. Otherwise, Spain will regard you as resident in Spain.
Okay. Understood.
Simple.
And in terms of if you meet the criteria and you are effectively tax resident, does that automatically mean that you must file a tax return? What about a level of income?
Yeah, if your salary, I haven't got the figures right in front of me, but if you have a Spanish salary, pension or whatever, and it's less than 23,000, then you don't file in Spain.
Interesting.
But you may want to because you may have allowances that you can claim. And you can get a tax repayment. The other one is, do you have 11,000 of income from all sources, including the UK, so non-taxed sources in Spain? If your income is less than 11,000, then you don't have to file in Spain. Again, you may be entitled No, there would be in the UK. You wouldn't pay any tax
Yep.
on 11,000, so you wouldn't pay tax in the UK. Neither would you in Spain, because your
Right.
allowances are more than enough for 11,000.
Got it.
That's
But it's an interesting one because, of course, in the UK, you have to file whatever, don't you, basically?
no. If you're on PAYE, if you receive a state pension and maybe a
Right.
modest pension from a different source, you don't file in the UK. The PAYE system deducts enough tax from you,
Right. But if you, for
as you.
example, were self-employed in the UK and your income was a fiver, then you'd still have to file at
Yes, you
some,
would,
yes, in the UK, but you don't in Spain.
No, you would in Spain. No, so, you would in Spain if you're self-employed. The
Right.
11,000 rule is other income, not trading income. Trading
Okay.
income always has to be filed, sadly. So, I'm talking about people with more passive kinds of income and
Got it.
part-time work and stuff like
So
that.
definitely worth consulting somebody like you guys because I'm already confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make it
I
simple
know.
and.
Nothing ever is in the tax world, though, is it, to be
No, it
fair?
doesn't matter which country you're in. And of course, being Spanish system, it's going to be a bit more complicated
Yeah.
for us Brits.
Okay, well, let's look at some of the questions that our listeners have emailed in. And if anybody wants to do this, by the way, over the next little while, then if you just email Steph at tre.radio, then we will try and get those questions to Alistair. Let's start with one from Andrew from Javier, who says, I've been living in Spain since 2014, but I don't think I have to do an income tax return in Spain because I pay tax in the UK on my pensions. Am I correct?
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The fact you live in Spain means you have to file in Spain. Okay, if your income is less than 11,200 or whatever it is, you don't have to file, and you shouldn't be paying tax in the UK, incidentally. But Andrew, you're not 100% correct here. You're living in Spain. You should file a tax return in Spain unless you meet the exemption of low income.
Okay,
Okay.
understood. Hope that helps. Frank from Mijas, another question related to that. My hestiary has filed an official income form with the tax office in January saying I was going to live in the UK. And I've just received a letter from the tax office asking me to prove I'm a UK tax resident. So, how does one prove tax residency if you're going back to the UK?
Well, this is a new practice that the tax office has started. You notify them that you've moved back to the UK, and then they turn around and say, "Well, okay, prove it." So, how do you prove it? Difficult, because the UK won't necessarily give you a certificate of tax residence, and that's all the tax office will accept.
Yeah.
So you've got a problem. You will have to effectively wait until you are officially resident in the UK before you can demonstrate that you're not resident in Spain.
Got it. Got it. Okay, and actually goes on to say, I've just sold my home in Mijas, and I've been told that because I'm over 65, I won't have to pay capital gains tax. I bought the property in 1991, so I've made a big profit. Good for you. So this is really important to me. Can you confirm I won't have to pay any tax in Spain?
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Are you able to give me Frank's email,
Yes, I
Bill?
am. I am. I can give. I'll let
Because
you have
I'm
that.
gonna I, I've got an I mean, he may not be listening, and I really need to write to him.
Okay.
Because you've notified the tax office that you've left Spain
Right.
and you've just sold your home,
Ah.
you're going to pay capital gains tax.
Right.
Had you not notified the tax office and you had rented, or you planned to rent a place until, let's say, July this year,
Yes.
you wouldn't pay a penny of tax. This is what this bit of advice, Frank, is worth 80,000 in your
Good
tax.
Lord.
Now, it's not too late. I'm going to suggest that you revise, you notify the tax office that you haven't left. I'm going to recommend that you get yourself a rental property and you stay here until at least July, and that will save you 80,000 in tax. It's quite
Incredible.
important,
So
quite
it's a
important.
timing issue then, effectively.
Very much so. Whenever people come to Spain or leave Spain, we always get heavily involved in getting the timing right, because the tax system is not totally logical and
Yep.
you can make a really big mistake. And Frank is right in the frame,
Okay.
and we need to look after him
Well,
and
Frank,
make sure he.
we'll give your email out in just a moment, and he can hopefully get in touch with you then, Alistair. John has said, I receive a pension from two pension companies, that's Aviva and Prudential in the UK, and the old age pension as well. I pay a lot of tax in Spain each year, and I've recently heard that UK pensions shouldn't be treated as a pension for Spanish tax. Is that correct? And if so, what should I do?
Okay, well, John, you've fallen into the trap that so many do in this country. The Aviva and Prudential pensions are private pension schemes, and Spain does not regard them as pensions. They regard them as investments, investment products. I think you're probably receiving a lifetime annuity. In other words, you're receiving a monthly income or annual income. First of all, if you receive that type of income, it's only 25% taxable, approximately. It depends on when you started the annuity, but let's just say you started at 65. Only 25% of your pension is actually regarded as income. That's number one. Number two is that the tax rate is a maximum of 23%. The effect of that is that if you compare that with the way a normal pension would be taxed, you're actually paying probably double the amount of tax you should be paying. So I really suggest you go back to your Hestiary or whatever, have a few quiet words with him and tell him to do his job properly, because you're making a big mistake and you're paying far too much tax.
Okay, good news for him, hopefully. And
Hopefully, yeah.
very quickly, the last one is Julie from Sabinillas, who says, "I've just moved to Spain and I realise I'll have to pay tax in Spain next year. How do I get the UK tax office to stop deducting tax from my pensions?"
Oh, this is a really easy one.
Right.
Julie, all you've got to do, pick up the phone, speak to the tax office in the UK. You'll find them very, very helpful. They'll send you a form in the post to fill in. You fill that in, send it back, and they will stop applying PAYE from your pensions. Now, the only problem is they may say that they want you to file a tax return in Spain first before they accept that you're resident in Spain. So you may have to wait until next year, file your tax return in Spain, get a certificate from the tax office that you're resident here, send it off to them, and then the tax office will stop deducting at that point. And they'll also pay you back your tax probably within a couple of months. You can do this all yourself. Honestly, it's dead simple, over the phone. And if you've got any problems, Julie, you can phone our office anytime and we'll guide you through the process if necessary. Okay? We won't charge you for
Good to end up with the word simple when we're talking about tax. Love it.
that.
So people want to know how they get hold of you, Alistair. How do they do that?
Well, by phone, my office is 95282 2943. Or you can email us using the email form on the website, and the website is spenceclark.com. It's very easy to find. You can just type the word Spence Clark Marbella and Google will tell you where we are, and you'll just go on there. So more than happy to deal with, simple questions that people have over the phone. And don't forget that we offer a free tax calculation service. If you fill in a form on our website, we'll then send you a tax calculation back. If you're trying to find out whether being resident in Spain makes any sense for you, we'll do that very happily, for free. So I hope that the listeners have enjoyed our little chat, Bill.
Absolutely. And the final way, of course, is you can now email Steph, STEPH, at TRE.radio. And the next time Alice is on, which is on the last Thursday of next month, he'll hopefully be able to answer some of your questions. Fantastic. So you'll be a very busy man as well, all your staff. Do you have your whip ready, Alistair?
Yeah, the staff are not allowed to go home for the next month.
Brilliant. Been a pleasure to talk to you, sir. We'll speak to you again next month.
Great, Bill. My
Cheers.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot. Bye.